flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
The Super Bowl countdown continues on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike, how are we feeling?
Doing pretty good today, Brother Spike. It is Friday Eve. Puts me closer to the worst week of the season being over with. This bye week, yes, the worst week of the season. I'm ready for the Eagles to play again, and they don't play this weekend, so that means I have to get through another week of Monday through Friday before the game. So this week, we get through this week, another day closer to Super Bowl Sunday. Jackie Baseball, listen, what you need to be thinking about is finding your spot in the parade. That's what you need to be thinking about.
Wow.
Holla at your boy.
I'll be there. All right.
Well, I know you'll be there.
Yeah, I don't know what you'll meet, though. You know, maybe I can get invited onto the bus like you and Marks went last time.
Oh, yeah. You guys were on the bus.
Yeah, that was special.
It was special. Yeah. It was special.
Not sure what I'm going to do this time.
Yeah, I know. It's got to be tough for you. It's got to be tough for you. I'm just worried about, you know, short weather in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
Birkenstocks.
Oh, okay. Will you stop it with the Birkenstocks? You're not actually going to do that, right? On Radio Row.
100%
he's well, maybe not on Radio Row. I'll be a pro, but
yeah. Okay.
But the Burks will be there.
Okay.
And the Buffies will be purring.
The Burks right. will be there and the Puppies will be purring.
Unreal.
That is for sure.
Big show, as always, on Thursday. Shil Kapadia joins us at 3. Break down the game. Mike Mayock at 4. Top 5 at 5 at 5. So I was thinking, Ike, as we start the show, thinking of my walk this morning, as I always do, and I was thinking about that comment from Jalen Hurts after the game when they asked him about Nick Sirianni. Remember what he said? He finally took the straight jacket off. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking about the Super Bowl. And Jalen had his best game of the playoffs on Sunday against Washington. The best game he's played since the Pittsburgh game. And I think you could probably argue his best game of the year. It's probably that game or the Cincinnati game or the Pittsburgh game. Whatever. And after the game, he says that Coach Sirianni took the straitjacket off. And I think in the Super Bowl, the straitjacket has to stay off. You know, the recipe for the Eagles this year has largely been don't turn the ball over, run the ball, play defense, blah, blah, blah. Very safe way of playing. But I don't think that safe way of playing wins us the game against the Chiefs. I think we're going to have to take some chances. I saw that AFC Championship game. That's sort of what the Bills did. Josh Allen threw a bunch of short passes, blah, 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 and the Bills came through it. They didn't turn the ball over, and the Chiefs came through at the end. I think they have to not just play well, they have to play excellent. They have to take chances. And in the Super Bowl, I want the straitjacket to stay off of Jalen Hurts, and I don't want that super safe way of coming back, super safe way of playing coming back.
Yeah, you know, We've gone through this a couple times, and, you know, you fall into this trap every time. And I got to bring you back out of it and remind you.
This has been a debate.
Yeah. You just don't need to deviate from what has worked. It's great that he has the ability to do it. Now, listen, if Kansas City's defense is playing so well that they're slowing down Saquon and there's opportunities on the outside, then yes, Jalen, by all means, take advantage of those opportunities when they present itself. Get the ball out on time to your playmakers, and we go win the football game. I got no problem with that. My thing would be is predetermining this is what you're going to do going into a game. So it's really about Kellen Moore, Nick Sirianni, offensive game plan, and how you're deciding to attack this Chiefs defense. I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I think the Chiefs' run defense. How good is the Chiefs' run defense? Is the Chiefs' run defense? I mean,
they've never allowed a 100-yard rusher in the postseason, I guess, is the stat going around.
I don't care about that. That has nothing to do with this year's team and how good their run defense is this year. And so this pertains to what the Eagles do well, which is running the football and taking their shots when they present themselves, but playing great defense. Field position, that's what has gotten you here. And I'll say this to you, for all you people who may call up today, and I welcome the calls. Don't worry, I welcome the calls. But for all the people that may call up today that agree with Spike and they want to take the straight jacket off, this is not what's gotten you here. And understand, Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, they win by sticking to the script. They don't deviate from what they do well. They wait for you to make mistakes and you to do things that aren't necessarily in your toolbox, right? That's what happened in that last game. I mean, the last Super Bowl, turning the ball over, kicking a field goal on 4th and 5, punting, like things of that nature. Chiefs didn't do anything extraordinary. They just do what they do. And they wait on you to make mistakes. Don't get into this game thinking you need to do anything extra to beat the Chiefs. You are the better team. You're the better team. Put that pressure on the Chiefs to make plays. Put that pressure on Andy Reid to decide, do I go for it on 4th down or do I punt it? Or do I let Patrick Mahomes throw the ball? Put that pressure on them. Don't do them a favor by doing something that you didn't do to get you here. Don't let last week fool you. Don't let last week fool you. It was great. I get it. We're a defensive-oriented team and a run-based-oriented team. This game is won with our defense and Saquon Barkley. Stick to what's gotten you here.
I still want great defense. I'm not giving up the defense. Mm-hmm. I still want to run the ball. But I do not want – I want to do whatever I can to not have this game be a one-score game in the fourth quarter. Because my nightmare –
it's
Patrick
Mahomes.
Ain't
going to happen by trying to let Jalen Hurts air it out against the Kansas City Chiefs defense.
Not air it out. Throw it 30 times like you did against Washington. That's all I want. Straight jacket off. 215-592-9494. Play it safe. Straight jacket on for Jalen. Straight jacket off. Let it rip a little bit.
Don't give me play it safe. Just stick to the script of what you've been doing.
Play
don't try
it safe
to mix words with playing it safe.
Don't confuse the people.
Stick to the recipe that's gotten you here. If you view that as planned and safe, then so be it. Okay. That's what has gotten you here.
Well, you don't trust QB1 like I do. 215-592-9494. Straight jacket on or straight jacket off. We do have next question today. We do this a lot. Add a little flavor to the show. The best one, you'll be a Foxhole guy, official afternoon show. In 1933, on WXYZ Radio, the Lone Ranger debuted. And, of course, Lone Ranger was one of a duo. It was Lone Ranger and Tonto. So for today, we want, give us your go-to duo, famous duo, 215-592-9494, along with your sports point. Jack, lead us off, famous duo.
XYZ Radio, whatever, sounds like a Tornado Shapiro.
Yes, it was actually www.xyz.
Where he used to be.
Yes.
I'm going to take a big answer off the board.
Oh, boy.
Not that I partake in what these guys are known for.
Yes.
But Cheech and Chong.
Cheech and Chong's a big answer.
Oh, Cheech. Why don't you leave that for somebody who does?
Yeah, Broads. Broads will call.
Oh,
say,
yeah! Let's get it on!
Yeah,
Cheech and Chong, baby!
Yeah!
I just, yeah, never mind.
All right. So, Cheech and Chong. Ike, famous duo. I'm going to lose my voice doing the Broads voice. Yeah.
Cheech and Chong. You know where I'm going to go? I got so many duos I wanted to go with. I'm going to leave some of the bigger names out there. And you know what? I'm going to go with, I got a duo for you.
Okay.
This is a little bit pandering, but it's Philadelphia.
Okay.
I just switched it up on the fly.
Okay.
I had a different one I was going to go with, but I'm going to go with this one. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince.
That is a little bit pandering, but it is a good famous duo.
It's a good one, though, right?
Yes. Come on, good man. It's a good famous duo.
That's a famous duo. I had a bunch of them that I could have gone with, but I'm going to go with the Philly duo there.
There's a lot of great ones.
Yeah.
I'm going to Eric B. and Rakim.
See, there you go.
There it is. That was the first thing that popped into my head was Eric B. and Rakim.
I have no idea who Eric B. and Rakim
is. What is that?
It's a tennis. They play tennis. They're a tennis.
Said, what is that?
Yeah. They played tennis, Jack. All right, 215-592-9494. In the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts, you want the straitjacket on or straitjacket off? And next question today, give us a famous duo. Lone Ranger debuted today in 1933. Leading us off again.
What was the duo?
Mine?
Long Ranger.
Oh, Lone Ranger and Tonto.
Well, I just want you to put it out there.
Right?
Everybody
okay.
may not know who
Lone Ranger
and Tonto
is. Lone Ranger and Tonto. Lone Ranger and Tonto. Corey in Columbus starts us off. You're on WIP. It's a good call by you. What's up, Corey?
Come on, Spike. You got to let us know. Like, you got to let us know who the duo is. Come on, man. Well, yesterday, we had to mess up with the phone.
That was Jack's fault.
Duo.
It's
like,
not my fault.
Y'all. Hey, listen, I know we don't got no game this week, but, like, come on, y'all. Let's tighten it up.
Oh, wow.
I like this energy. This is Super Bowl winning energy from Corey
come
in Columbus.
On, y'all. You know, we got to – listen. So, like, I'm with Ike. I just want to win the football game.
What's the best way to win the football game? Don't chicken out.
Listen, he said up here that we going to do whatever we got to do to win. Take the straight jacket off. That was a shot at the media, right?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah. Well,
it was a shot at his coach. It wasn't a shot at the media.
So you think it's a shot? So they said they're taking big pictures, smiling, cheesing. You think, come on, man.
Dude, they asked him what kind of job Nick Sirianni did. And he said he did a great job. He took the straight jacket off me this week.
He said, I guess he let me out. See, get the quote right. He said, I guess he let me out the straight jacket this week.
It wasn't against the media.
All right. You know, to each his own. But look,
okay.
I think they should do whatever they got to do to win the football game. Jalen Hurts, if you got to throw to win. If the Chiefs can't stop the run, you know, give it to 2-6 to take us there. Because like Ike said, we the best team. All right. See, this is what we got to realize. The Super Bowl is a regular game for the Chiefs, right? They go there every year. So this ain't nothing like – they ain't going to be starstruck out there. Like, you know, we got Q. You know, we got a couple new guys. Even Saquon, he ain't never been to the bowl before. So don't – these dudes are on our side. This is a regular game. We can't let them take us out of what we do, what has got us to this point, right? So we got to continue to do what we've done all season. And I feel like that's hand the ball to Saquon, you know, and if we got to take our shots on the outside, take the shots on the outside, you know. That's what we got to do. But real quick.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hold up. I'll let you do that, Corey. But
right.
You understand that for many of the games this year, he didn't take the shots on the outside. That was the difference in Sunday, is that he took those shots. That was the straight jacket off, is that he didn't take those shots.
There was a lot. See, I'm not going to go back and do the revisionist history, like, you know, because we're not going to do this. But there's a lot of times this season where, you know, like, I'm not going to say the receivers, like, I know we wanted to take the shots, but we gave them some shots in the playoffs, and I don't know if they had butter popcorn before the game and all that. You know, maybe the trust 100% there, you know.
He dropped two passes the entire season, Corey.
He dropped four, but, you know.
The entire season.
The stats say four, but okay. But
21 games.
All right. But look, here's the thing, right? Hey. Real quick, yesterday, hey, I don't have no, like, I went to Ohio State. I got Ohio State alumni. I mean, you know, I don't got no Syracuse, no East Lansing. I definitely don't got no Bloomsburg. I got a lonely Ohio State. And, you know, I was reading some stats, and some stats told me that it said when, you know, Joe Burrow, when Joe Mixon was in 2021, he was second leading rusher in the league, right? And then when I look at Derrick Henry, there was a stat that said when Derrick Henry had more than 85 yards, the Ravens was undefeated. And then when I look at James Cook, it says when James Cook got more than 18 carries, the Bills was 7-1. So what that tell me is maybe they coaches should have been giving the ball to their running back more too. See, oh, they got all this talent. This is what my mom used to do. When I was a kid, I got two older sisters and a younger brother. My middle sister, she was like our second mom. She made sure stuff got done, right? So my mom would tell her stuff to do, you know, when she didn't trust the rest of us. Maybe they coached it. You shouldn't have been putting all them trust in the rest of them boys and should have gave the ball to the back. And maybe they would have been to some Super Bowls too.
Well, Joe Burrow was in a Super Bowl. What are we talking about here?
But he been to one Super Bowl. Because I remember last year you was pumping, or early this year you was pumping your mouth saying he been to AFC title game in a Super Bowl and Jalen only been to one. How many Jalen been to now?
Corey, why are we doing this?
Two.
Corey, who's better, Joe Burrow or Jalen Hurts? Why are we even doing this?
I don't got a horse in the race. You know,
well, you do. You do have a horse in the race because you brought up Joe Burrow. You know what? The Jalen clan are the only people that bring up the other quarterbacks. I don't.
In the race. And then
you have the nerve to call up and say they should do whatever they got to do to win. Of course.
I was just listening to the argument. I don't got no horse in the race.
All right.
I just wanted to add some context.
All
to
right.
People were saying, you know,
okay.
That's all.
All
right. You know, and my duo.
Yes.
I'm gonna go with Sherlock Holmes and Watson.
Wow.
You know, it's an okay one. I would not have
expected that from Corey.
Yes, and I wouldn't have come up with Watson. If somebody asked you who was Sherlock Holmes, who was like the other guy, would you have remembered it?
I only remember because he said the name.
Right. Yes.
It's like
cold. You wouldn't have remembered it if I asked you who the other guy was.
Like Dragnet. Is it Sergeant Friday? Officer Friday.
I don't remember.
You know, when you watch Dragnet?
Nah, it was on like Nick at Night or whatever when I was a kid, but I never watched Dragnet.
Well, he had a partner. I didn't know his name either.
Hmm.
Sherlock Holmes is a real guy.
Well, we mean. They're all characters.
No, but like.
It's a fictional character.
It's a fictional. It's not a real guy.
No.
Right.
All right. Just want to make sure.
All right.
Well, I don't know if it's based off a historical figure.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
All right. Yeah. No, I'm glad we cleared that up.
215-592-9494. Stucky in West Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Stuck?
Come on, Stucky.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, brother?
Hey, man. I want to keep, like Ike was saying, I just want to keep Jalen in this straight jacket. You know, it just makes sense. The winning formula is just us been running the ball.
Can I ask you something, Stuck? I don't want to interrupt you.
Why are you interrupting him?
Well, because did you tell Jack you wanted the straight jacket off?
Yeah, I did. Then I listened
then,
to
it. Then he heard.
It made sense to me. And then it just made sense.
Don't get bullied by Ike, even though I even agree with Ike. Ike's right today. Sorry, but he's dead right. Every single, you can't all get bullied by Ike. He's not that scary. I mean, he is.
I'm bullied and you said I'm right.
Well, today you're right.
Like I said, let's not get fooled of last week. Last week was cool and all, but let's just stick to what we know best.
That's all. It's not bully Jack. It's logic. Yeah, listen, Stucky, great point. Great point, Stucky.
Yeah, it's an amazing point.
I got a quick question for you.
Yes.
You played in the league, right?
I did.
So I just was thinking, right, like, on the business side of things, like what happened to James Bradberry? Like, you know,
get rid of that guy.
4 to 6 week injury, Stuck.
I never heard from him again.
It's funny because, well, I think I did see a picture of a team meeting recently on Twitter. It was a picture of, I think James Bradberry was in the photo. So he is still around.
Well, he's got to be at the facility,
yeah,
right?
Well, he's around, yeah.
He's got to work out. He's got to work out in case
they
need
him. Unless there's a mutual agreement to not be there.
Oh, right.
No,
right.
He's not there.
Not practicing or anything, so.
I need him in the DB photo when they win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. I'll tell you, Stucky, it's financially, listen, he's getting paid like a player. Like, his salary has been guaranteed. So he's gotten his full salary this year. It's got to be weird for him because he's probably been healthy for a while and probably wants to play, and especially when the team is playing as well as it is. But he's had to sort of just remain in the background. And, I mean, listen, he's going to get a ring if they win. Like, he's getting his paycheck. He's getting a ring if they win. He's just not actually playing. But he's there.
Did you count that ring, though, as a player? Like, is it an asterisk on that ring for you? Like, or are you just.
Well,
like,
Adam Eaton got a ring.
Well, here's what I would say to that. To each individual is his own. I can't speak for James Bradberry for him to say what the ring would mean to him, right? I can't speak to that. I'm not in that position. I would say to myself, unless I was. Now, he did get injured on company time. He was a part of the team when he got injured. So if I was on the roster and I say I got injured and I just didn't get to play as much, sure, it would suck that I didn't actually play in the game to get the ring, but I'm on the team. I'm on the team. I'm on the roster.
Did he really get injured?
Well, yeah, but that's another question, Stucky.
4 to 6 weeks, Stucky.
Stucky, you only get one question, man. You didn't ask me 4 different questions with this. I don't know where to go with James Bradberry.
Stucky, give us your famous duo. Lone Ranger and Tonto debuted today in 1933. Give us your best duo.
I changed my duo. I'm going with Craig and Day-Day.
I like that one. It may not be a winner, but it's unique. Craig and Day-Day, Friday.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, I like that.
All right, Stuck.
Well, that wouldn't. I guess they did get 2 movies. I was gonna say, are they more popular than Craig and Smokey?
Oh, in that? Yeah,
yeah,
I don't.
Friday.
Yeah, it's a good duo. I like that we get all sorts of different ones.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. Mike Epps was a good replacement for.
And I wasn't trying to be hard on Stucky. It's like just to peel the curtain back a little bit.
Yes.
When Jack talks to people before they go on the air, mm-hmm. we find out who they are, where they're from, and basically what they think. And sometimes what I like to do is balance out what the people think, so we're not doing. Everybody thinking one thing in a row.
Sure.
So the first, you know, Corey, of course, fraud didn't even answer the question, but somehow disagreed with me. So I went to Stucky, who thought take the straitjacket off, and he said the exact opposite thing that was on the screen. So I just had to make sure what I thought was happening was actually happening.
But what also happened, Spike?
Yeah. You're so convincing.
Well, I mean, listen.
Yeah.
These are the benefits, man.
Yes. Well,
I'm saying.
Look,
you know, it's wisdom.
Yes.
You know,
you played the game.
It's thought out.
Yes.
You know, it's logic there.
Absolutely.
I'm not flying off the cuff like Cam Newton.
No, you have a point.
Exactly.
You have a point.
Yes.
It's just like. This happens so much. You should, just if you're sitting in your car or at home listening, it happens so much.
And he finally broke today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because I just sort of let it go.
And you agree with me, and you're trying to play the other side.
Well, no, I do agree with you today, but most days I agree with Spike.
Yeah.
And I would like there to be some balance on this show with the callers.
Yep.
And there's not enough balance. There's just not enough balance.
Man.
Sack up, listeners.
Unbelievable. Well.
Yeah. Now, I am the gentle one
on
the show.
Yes, you are.
Yes. Most of the time, yes. Well, no, you have your moments.
Yes.
But,
sure.
But yes, largely you're the gentle one.
I'm the gentle one on the show.
All right.
He's not going to jump through the phone. And then and it's all okay.
Everything's fine.
It's okay to disagree with
We're all having a good time.
Just say you guys want everybody to disagree with me.
No, not everyone. One person.
I'll take 15%.
Dude, the Twitter question will be 50-50, and the call board will be 100%.
Yeah.
Just a little bit of balance.
I said once off the air, I was like, we could go into the show one day, and I could say, Ike, you know, in football, you have 4 downs to get a first down. And Ike could go, nope, it's 5. And we would get 12 calls in a row being like, Ike knows he played the game. It's 5 downs.
Well, I felt like I was in a minority yesterday.
I don't even remember what yesterday
Andy
was. Oh, Andy, you were in the minority yesterday. Yes. And you and Chuck went at it a little bit,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah, that was a headache.
He had to call back at 6 o'clock to...
Yeah, I heard that. Did you hear that?
No, I didn't.
He called back. It's in the 6 o'clock hour.
Yeah, because he knew that I wouldn't butt his or get mad about the Andy thing.
So yeah. He knew you wouldn't interrupt him and just let him go.
He also knew you would put him right on.
Oh, immediately. For sure.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Because I respect greatness.
Oh. He said he was going to take all of our listeners to the midday show.
He told me over the air the day after the Eagles lost a playoff game with our highest rating, highest individual stream day ever, that I bleeping sucked as a host, and we've gotten over that.
Maybe he had a point.
But I don't think he had a point. Okay. No one agrees with him.
All right.
Besides
Jack's
everyone.
Jack's basically like, well, I was able to get past that.
Yes. All right. Coming up next.
That's true. Got suspended for that, too.
Coming up next, news from the Eagles that I think would make us all feel good if it happened.
That hammer is real, for real.
We will talk about that next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.